Welcome, everyone. Appreciate you spending part of your morning with the show. A lot to talk about, beginning with the economy. We've got a great interview coming up about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes from right now. We will talk to County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates. The county, Maricopa County, is lowering property tax rates. So that's good news for property owners. We're going to talk about this tale of two policies that I've been talking about for quite a while. If you look at the direction that Arizona's economy has been going, with the exception of the outrageous inflation because of our housing crunch, Arizona's economy has been doing very, very well. Our unemployment rate has lower than and outpacing the drop of the entire country. We have seen an increase in wages. The diversity of ability to get a job in the different areas you can work has gone very, very well in Arizona. But I want you to hear something. I want you to hear Goldman Sachs Senior Chairman Lloyd Blankenfeld on CBS. He was talking about the possibility of what they believe. They believe the possibility of a recession coming.
It's certainly a very, very high risk factor. You know, there's a path. It's a narrow path. But I think the Fed has very powerful tools. It's hard to finely tune them, and it's hard to see the effects of them quickly enough to alter it. But I think they're responding well. I think it's definitely a risk. If I were running a big company, I would be very prepared for it. If I was a consumer, I'd be prepared for it. But it's not baked in the cake.
So 75% of Americans think we are on the wrong track right now. 3 out of 4 Americans say the country is on the wrong track. According to a new poll, the president's approval rating is down around 39%. Nothing is done by accident. There is an intentional thing done. I will tell you that politicians, especially the president, because the executive branch is a very powerful branch with the veto power and one vote versus the hundreds of votes in the House and the Senate, you see that this is a powerful office. The policies dictated by the president because of that veto power. The Congress makes the laws, but most of the time they are dealing within what the president says ahead of time he will or she will eventually. He will stand for and what he will sign. And if he's going to veto it, it is a moot point unless you have enough members of the House and Senate that override the veto. But the policies of this administration are about taxing. I want you to hear this. Karine Jean-Pierre, the new press secretary to the White House, was asked by Peter Ducey how raising taxes on wealthy people slows down inflation.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem.
So there are two things here. Number one is you could take the wealth of every single billionaire on this planet, not just in the United States. If the United States could somehow confiscate the entire wealth of every billionaire in the world, we couldn't put a dent in our deficit. Couldn't happen. So this is about, again, class warfare. This is about taxing the rich. Now, do I think it's right that corporate America has the ability to pay zero in taxes and get it down to zero? No. But these tax codes have been written and changed and rewritten over decades, including all of the time that President Biden, and before he was Vice President Biden, was Senator Biden. He helped write those tax codes. I don't think it's fair either. I think we need an absolutely fair tax code, which we do not have. The idea that you are somehow going to tax one segment of society and drive down prices. And once again, I have maintained for a very long time that everything that this administration decides to do, everything they do, goes through the prism of climate change. And that's exactly what you heard the new press secretary talking about. If you care about climate change, the American people right now care about staying in their homes. They care about being able to feed their family. I paid $111 yesterday. And I sought out cheaper gas, $111 yesterday, to fill my tank. Now, for many families, that's crippling. If you own a business, if you're in the service industry, if you're in the trades, if you are an air conditioning or electrical contractor, some plumber, and you're going to people's homes, first of all, those trucks get poor mileage. And the reason why they get poor mileage is they're very heavy and they're loaded down most of the time with equipment and tools. So their miles per gallon is not that great to begin with. Now you've driven up the price of fuel. They have absolutely no choice but to buy it. absolutely no choice. When it comes to the cost of diesel fuel, we are setting records. We're going to talk more about gas prices specifically later. But this is what is crushing people. Absolutely crushing people. So this NBC News poll that's out, I want you to hear what people are saying they believe in this administration.
And we added a new question, this one becoming more and more important to folks. It's prices. It's the cost of living. First time we asked this about how Biden is handling that issue. Not even one in four Americans approve of how Joe Biden's handling the cost of living.
So the Phoenix area, there is the U.S. News and World Report puts out a list every year of the best places in the country to live. There is a new city, I believe it's in Alabama, that is the Huntsville, Alabama, has got the number one spot. They've overtaken other places. But the city of Phoenix, or the metro area, the valley, has dropped 27 places on this list from number 40 to number 67. And one of the major reasons is the cost of housing. Now, you look at these two separate policies, and I don't care what your economic state, you know, condition is. We are talking now at the federal level of raising taxes. We are going to raise taxes on the wealthiest among us, according to them. And they are doing that because they should pay their fair share. How is it going to affect inflation? It isn't. It isn't at all. As a matter of fact, prices will still go up because if it costs more to do business, it costs more for you to buy their products. That's just how economics works, unless you're going to control things, which we're going to talk about price controls on gasoline later on, because that's one of the policy plans of this administration. Ronald Reagan once said, "We don't have inflation." This is when he took office under the 4 years of Jimmy Carter, where inflation just went through the roof. And this administration is being compared to the Carter administration for inflation because of the way their policies are. Reagan, when he came into office, says, "We don't have inflation because we are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well." And that's an absolute truth. There's a story we'll talk about later, I think. I don't have it in this stack in front of me, I don't believe. But the story is of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, with more benefits to members of Congress. Free Peloton memberships, and they've got new bars that are open, or new liquor, or new availability of beverages. All of this now being announced, and there are a lot of people that are saying this is just horrible optics. Is that going to change the grand scheme of the American condition? No, it isn't. But at the same time, while the American people can't put gas in their car, the United States Congress and the Speaker of the House, the third in line, actually the second in line, to become President of the United States, thinks it's a good idea to afford members of Congress more benefits like a Peloton membership. So you look at a policy where the government is going to tax the rich and play their game of class warfare. Or you look at what's happening in Maricopa County, where the Board of Supervisors is saying we can lower a property tax reduction. The overall size of the tentative spending plan for fiscal year of 2023 is about $4.46 billion, about $950 million larger than the current year's budget, and includes $435 million in federal funding for the American Rescue Plan. Property taxes for the state, or for the state's largest county, set to fall for the second consecutive year to under $1.25 per $100,000 of assessed value. So that is a good thing. You look at what our state has done. Our state has revamped its tax code, getting closer to a zero income tax. Now, it's not there, but it's much lower than it was. And our state is thriving. The more money you put into the pockets of the American people, the better our economy becomes. I don't care if it's the wealthiest among us. I don't care who it is. When you give back the American people, or you take less from them, they spend it on their families and creating an economy that works. That's always worked. It's working now. And it's something that we should absolutely continue to do. Absolutely continue to do. So this headline, Pelosi House ramps up perks like Peloton liquor stores while Americans scramble for baby formula, is the headline. People are furious. Washington Democrats couldn't be more out of touch, according to one, as a new announcement from the House Chief Administrative Office announcing House Drinks storefront in the Rayburn House building, where lawmakers and staff can buy beverages, wine, and liquor. And they also have Peloton memberships for members of Congress. It's a bad look, and it is something that every American should be outraged by. Coming up in a moment, we are going to shift gears to the U.S. border. how many encounters last month, and we're still 6 days away from Title 42 expiring, and we're going to talk about people waiting in line that are deserving of visas and why they're waiting in line. All that's coming up next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. We've got so much to talk about this morning. The border is back in focus. 234,088 migrant encounters at the southern border just in the month of April. It's the most in one century. And Title 42 hasn't even expired yet. Now, there's a federal judge expected to hear Title 42 this week, make a decision on what hour has heard it, but is going to make a decision this week. It expires on Monday. So 6 days from now, we have the expiration of Title 42, and the mass incursion of people coming across our border is expected. Now, what is the fallout of this? Here's a headline. Afghan citizens who helped U.S. now waiting in limbo for visa approval months after evacuating. This was part of what I talked about, because the argument gets boiled down to two camps: the racist, xenophobic people that want closed borders, and the kind, nice people that are happy with what's happening now at the border. Well, I want to add some gray to that black and white for people. I have always maintained that we should have a much better immigration system in this country. We need it. We absolutely need it. I think we should be fostering a better way for good people to come to this country, especially when they are fleeing countries that are war-torn or fleeing countries that are very oppressive to their people, Cuba being one of them. We should do a much better job of that. But you can't say to the legitimate asylum seekers, you have to wait 5 or 6 years because we know we have people coming into this country that are in this country illegally, that have no legal justified means for applying for asylum. But we're going to give them hearings. We're going to put them in line with you. We're going to give them free cell phones, permission to stay in this country alongside you. We know you helped us. We know that when we were in Afghanistan, you helped the United States military stay alive and avoid danger. You gave us intel. You risked your lives. You risked your safety for sure. And now you wait in limbo because you're in line with everybody else. All of us say we stand with Ukraine. What about Ukrainian people that are coming here that are seeking asylum? We've seen all of this happen before. There is a lot of gray in this where the American people are largely saying this is not the way Americans are supposed to behave. If you've got a legitimate reason to come to the U.S., welcome. We are a nation of refuge. As Reagan said, we are the shining city on the hill. We are the world's last best hope. But we also have a nation of laws. And if you're going to flout our laws, you should pay a price. That is not a racist statement. I welcome everybody that comes to this country legally. I am a firm believer that legal immigrants to this country will save it. They understand and appreciate it more than people that are born here many times. And that's a good problem for those of us born here, like myself. I don't know in my heart of hearts what it's like to come from a place like Cuba or Venezuela or these war-torn countries. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. But those people are the ones that are throwing up the warning signs about the direction this nation is headed. They are the ones that are warning that if America becomes like everybody else, then who do we turn to next? If a freedom leaves America, who's going to protect it? And this is where the fight begins and ends. This administration is not going to change its policies. That's become very, very clear. But they should pay a price as well at the ballot box. What is happening at the U.S. border, this is something I often say, that a president, when running for re-election, has a couple of things. They have to be able to say to the American people, promises made, promises kept. And this president can say that in many cases. He promised to do certain things. He's doing them. But the other side of that coin is, did it have the intended result? Whether it's the economy, gas prices, whether it is the immigration issue on the border, it was going to be kinder and gentler. It was going to be a more humane way to treat people. Anybody who has witnessed what's happening at the border, does anybody think that the treatment of the people at the border, and I mean everybody at the border, the people that are crossing illegally, the people that live in border towns and have their all of their resources strained because of what's happening, or the men and women that work in protecting our border that can't get their job done because they're overwhelmed. Does anybody think that what's happening at the border now is more humane? Is it an American way to deal with a problem? Do you feel proud as an American watching what's happening at our southern border? And if the answer is no, this administration has to be held accountable. Their policies won't change. They dig their heels in. They make excuses. They blame other people. And it's time to stop. We live in a border state, and we have our own citizens here on the southern part of our state in border towns that are suffering. Their food bank shelves are emptying. Their 911 systems are being overwhelmed when this stuff happens. Not to mention the men and women that we admire so much in the Border Patrol and ICE can't do their jobs. When does it end? When do we hold them accountable? And it's time we do. In a moment, Gatos is going to join me. It's the Big Q poll question of the day, so please stick around for it.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
Where you been? What did you get, hurt at a rodeo?
No, I just took a couple of days off. My brother was in town.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time.
I thought you got, like, gored. You know, I thought, like, a bull added another hole to your body.
Nope, didn't happen.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm in better shape than you, the Suns fans, are.
Ugh. I had to end my relationship with the Suns on the air yesterday.
Forever?
Oh, they're dead to me. It's over.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, if you don't try, why should I?
Okay, fair enough.
If you don't care, why should I?
Fair enough.
What am I spending money on? If you're not going to try, if you're going to lay down like dogs in the game seven, and you're gonna, why should I be a fan? Why? I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we even took calls. A lot of people were like, yeah, you know what? That performance is going to haunt the Phoenix Suns until they win the title.
Well, it's funny because if the game had gone the other way, did this do some good for the team, exposing the weaknesses?
No.
Okay. And that's,
no.
I just look at this and think, man, this is exposing what a team that everybody thought was going to the finals. Man, they've got a ton of weaknesses all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, it does that, but you know, there's a way to lose, and then there's a way not to lose. When you quit before you even get on the court in Game 7 in your home building, I'll never understand it.
Well,
I never thought this team would do that, and they did. So they're dead to me.
The rift between Monty Williams and DeAndre Ayton. I still wonder what really happened. He said it was internal, but I wonder what really happened there.
I guess they had some words and they had to be separated.
Yeah,
and he got benched, and it's in really nothing mattered. There's like nothing that they if you don't try, you don't have a chance.
And that's where somebody said he was refusing to go into the game. And that's when the coach told him to sit down and with a few choice words. If that's the case, how do you give that guy a max contract?
I don't know. I had a feeling it was that you're coming out of the game and he didn't want to come out.
I had heard from someone that it was the other way around. But again, who knows? I don't know. But when you have a team that has gelled and was playing so well as a team, they were like a big family. For them now to be, when that happens, it shows that's tough, man. That is a huge swing in a span of 48 hours.
That's what happens when you give up.
Yeah.
And I just don't know why they gave up. I just don't understand it.
Yep.
But anyway, I'll give you the cue.
Let's hear it.
It's about Brittany Griner. So U.S. and Russia are discussing a prisoner swap. Brittany Griner for a convicted arms smuggler. They call him the merchant of death. Should America make the exchange? Yes, make the deal. No, he is too dangerous to be set free. We talked about this yesterday. This guy sounds like he's too dangerous to be set free.
Right.
And I hate saying that because I just want Brittany Griner home. I want her out of that prison. I want her out of Russia. I don't think she's guilty. I think they probably saw that, she's an American and a lot of people know who she is. And if we capture her and put her in jail, this will be great for us. But I don't think you can make this deal. I think the guy's too dangerous and they're in the middle of a war and you just never know. He could change the war and Russia's losing right now. Yeah. I wouldn't let this guy go.
I wouldn't either. And I think time is on our side. Not for her. I feel bad for her as well. But I think that being patient is probably the better way to go.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, man.
Thanks. It's good to
work
be back.
Work hard for the next couple hours.
I will.
Crying out loud.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Thanks, Bye. Gatos.
Thanks.
All right, Gatos on the Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. We are going to talk about the shooting in Buffalo, New York. We are going to talk about an Arizona state legislator that made an absolute fool out of herself on Twitter, saying some horrible things that is now under investigation. So we're going to talk about this and how many crimes are actually done with guns, all coming up.